Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, 5:45 a.m. I'm not going to start talking just yet. Just thought I'd start the post. So it's light enough for me to be outside and start watering today. Yesterday, I did a little bit of watering for stuff that needs to get watered and stay damp. I went on my walk. I actually did some yard work, swept up a bunch of stuff in the back. I got two oleanders in the back that really drop a lot of stuff. So I cleaned that up, and I also cut off the little sucker branches at the base of the oleanders because it does make it hard to deal with it around in there. So I got one green waste bin filled and another one almost filled. Let's see, what else did I do? Oh yeah, so I went to deal with my sister's cat, and plus she wanted me to water her outdoor plants. I did water them yesterday, so we'll see what they look like today. Today's gonna be a hot day. It's gonna be up 100 or above. Target's around 100. So I gotta get going, and we'll see what happens. I'm gonna try to get this garage/studio cooled off with the fan, and maybe later today I'll do some painting even if it gets too hot outside. Okay, so put you on pause. 7:03 a.m. I finished watering. I did some other little stuff out front too. There's a shrub that the previous owner planted that I'm looking at, said, man, I really should move that. It's a nice little plant, but it just has been struggling there the whole time. I had these two shrubs in the front, and I don't know what they're called. They're pretty common though, and we moved in, and they were kind of like maybe 2 feet tall, and they just never, you know, we watered them, we fertilized them, everything. They just never really took off. They just struggled and struggled. So I decided to just pull it up and throw it away and try something else there. And I dug it up, and what the previous owner had done was he bought the plant in a metal container and placed the whole metal container underground. So I pulled up, and it was just like, you know, the roots were root bound and everything, and it was rusting all around there. I said, no wonder this thing doesn't want to grow. So I dug up both of them, took the metal container out, and what was left of it anyway, replanted it, put some better soil down in there, and they've been growing like crazy ever since. So that's one thing I did, that a change of his. I don't know, the previous owner, and I really don't like to knock people, but he did a lot of stupid stuff, and I guess, and he let a lot of stuff go, which really kind of hurt the house to begin with. If when I die, you know, the best thing somebody could do is just tear this house down and just rebuild a new house here on this piece of property, and really make it a lot better. It's not a bad house for us, you know. We put some money into it for a remodel, and so it's presentable outside, and it's relatively nice inside. There's some stuff I'd like to do, but I just haven't done it. Let's see. Anyway, so yeah, still looking at my Whiteness of the Whale painting, and it's got a lot of body to it. There's a presence to it now, which is kind of nice. So I don't know how dry it is from my painting over the weekend. Oh yeah, that's nice and dry right there. So this side should be dry also, which it is. Okay, so it's all dry. Well, relatively dry. Not 100% dry, but dry enough to the touch and to paint over. So it looks pretty consolidated now, which is nice. It looks like the eye of a whale. You know, the whole area anyway. Kind of. Still looks like paint. And I've got my Empowered Woman painting. I don't know. You know, there's it seems to me, well, see, I was working on the background for the longest time, you know, the floor and the walls and the couch and the table and the floor and the cat and all that, and then even worked on the purse a little bit. And I ignored the main figure, the woman pulling the gun out of the purse. And so what I did was I started working on it. And at that point, okay, so now the relationships start to change because the walls and the floor and all that were the relationships were with the previous figure. And so yeah, it makes me want to paint on that some more too. I wish I had a lot of time, but yeah, so it's going to be hot these next couple of days. I'm going to try to do the stand the heat in here, painting in the afternoon type of thing. It's going to be 100 or a little bit over today. Tomorrow it's going to be like 110 or so. So it's really going to be hot. And same with Friday. And Saturday is going to be closer to 100. So I don't know when the sister comes home. She's supposed to come home. The original plans were she was going to come home on Friday. So if that actually work out for me pretty good. If she comes home on Friday, I won't have to worry about dealing with the cat on Friday, and I'll have Friday and Saturday to paint a lot, maybe a little bit on Sunday. So the governor, our benevolent governor, has found the wisdom to lift all the restrictions on everybody. So now we can go back to church, and with no restrictions whatsoever. If you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask and all that sort of bullshit. So I think the pandemic is pretty much over, but the governor's holding on to his emergency powers. So if he sees anything out of place that he thinks that we're doing wrong or that needs to be done or corrected in some way, he's got the powers to do so. And I think he's calculating on well, he wants to hold on to it, and just in case he does win the recall and stays governor, he can start to collect more money again, like he's been doing with this behesting idea that came out about him. So we'll see. We'll see what he does. Okay. Hopefully, he won't be our governor after the fall, and we'll have a new governor that would can cheat us in some other way. And but at least it won't be this phony. That there'll be some other phony that will be governor. And like, well, last time we had a recall, Gray Davis was recalled, and he's out of there. And no, luckily we don't have to hear from him anymore. I wonder what scam he's pulling to stay for income. We had we got Arnold Schwarzenegger in the deal, which was a big mistake, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's just, you know, the funny thing is the Republicans voted him in overwhelmingly, and you know, he wasn't really a Republican. You know, like I said, he slept with a Kennedy at the time. So, there's no way he's a Republican. Let's see. What am I doing here? Okay, so I'm gonna go for my walk, and then I'm gonna go take care of the cat. I've got to run the truck today because it's telling me that the battery's getting low via my smartphone and the app on my smartphone. So I didn't realize that. I ran it. Jeez, when was it? Just once last week, at least. I guess I didn't run it enough. So, anyway, let me get going here. That's it for today. I gotta get going. I gotta do some stuff on the computer. Then I'm gonna go for my walk, and that'll be it. See ya.